Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has hailed his troops fighting in Bakhmut. Kyiv's ground forces say troops are advancing on the eastern city controlled by Russia. Zelensky said they have defended their positions and continue to move forward.
I'm grateful to every one of our soldiers, all our defenders, who during this day have provided the news we have been waiting for. We see how Russia reacts hysterically to every step we take there, all positions we have taken. The enemy knows that Ukraine will win. They see it. They feel it thanks to your strikes, warriors, especially in the Donetsk region. I want to particularly highlight the 5th Separate Assault Brigade and the 57th Separate Motorized Infantry Brigade, which skillfully, decisively, and effectively defended our positions, destroyed the occupiers, and most importantly, moved forward.
Well, Zelensky's comments come on a day of claim and counterclaim in what could be the start of Ukraine's long-awaited counteroffensive. Charles Stratford has the latest from Kyiv.
The Russian army says this video shows Ukrainian military vehicles being forced to withdraw after a failed attempt to push into Russian-occupied territory in the southern Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine.
On June the 4th, the enemy launched an unsuccessful attempt at a large-scale offensive in the south Donetsk direction. 6 mechanized and 2 tank battalions of the enemy were activated. Their goal was to break through our defenses in the most vulnerable, in their opinion, sectors of the front. The enemy did not achieve its tasks. It had no successes.
The statement, which is difficult to independently verify, comes a few days after Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said his armed forces were now ready for a long-awaited Ukrainian counteroffensive. His foreign minister implied the same.
We received enough weapons to begin the counteroffensive, but I will say again, my answer is always the same to this. I will say that we received enough of weapons after we win, because until we haven't won, there will be never enough of weapons.
The Ukrainian military says this video shows Russian positions coming under heavy fire to the south of the town of Bakhmut, which Russia claimed full control of last month. Hours later, the leader of the Russian mercenary group Wagner released an audio message saying Ukrainian forces were making small gains in the village of Berkivka, north of the town. He yet again blamed Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu and Chief of General Staff Valery Gerasimov.
Part of Berkivka has already been lost. The troops are quietly running away. What a disgrace. Shoigu, Gerasimov, I urge you, go to the front line, pick up a gun and make the troops stand up and move forward. Come on, you can do it. And if not, you will die heroes.
The Ukrainian military in recent days has launched what can be described as a campaign of silence. It released this video aimed at the public, the media, and Ukrainian soldiers, appealing for silence on the counteroffensive in order to preserve some element of surprise. Amid the claim and counterclaims, there is increasing evidence of an intensification of fighting at various locations along the front line. Whether this represents the beginning of the long-awaited Ukrainian counteroffensive and efforts by Ukrainian forces to find weak spots in Russian defense, or indeed these are small probing attacks ahead of a larger full-scale operation, well, that will become clear in the coming days. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.
Well, Frank Ledwidge is from the University of Portsmouth. He says it's not clear if Ukraine's counteroffensive can succeed.
The general rule, and there are huge exceptions to this, the Gulf War, for example, or the Iraq wars, the general rule is you need a 3-to-1 numerical preponderance, and certainly the Ukrainians do not have that. What they do have and can assemble is local superiority in equipment and the human element, which is morale and leadership, which certainly will be greater, and training, of course, certainly will be far more developed in the Ukrainian side than the Russian. The difficulty is, of course, the length of the lines and the degree to which they can penetrate into Russian lines before coming under the Russian air umbrella, which means that they'll be vulnerable to Russian air attacks. They'll be fully aware of that. So what we can expect, I think, over the next few weeks and months is not one operation, but many pauses to reinforce, to take counterattacks from the Russians, making sure that their flanks are guarded, and sustaining pressure where it's producing results. But this isn't going to be decisive anytime soon. There'll be setbacks on the Ukrainian side, there'll be successes. And we'll only hear about most of those, I suspect, afterwards.
US Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Washington will not let Iran develop nuclear weapons. Speaking at the American